way back across them, way back across them, yeah. Even if my baby don't love me no more, I know her sister will.
That last line just kills me every time. Live with Tone and Friends. We're hearing some great stuff today. It is 1 minute to the hour, 1:59 p.m. You're listening to WSCALP. We are 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. This is Kim Sedlak. I'm doing a Redhead Spins the Blues. I'll be with you for another hour. Programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by The Press Room, featuring live blues, jazz, folk, R&B, Latin jazz, and more, Monday through Sunday, along with appetizers, sandwiches, and entrees at 77 Daniel Street. Schedules at pressroomnh.com. We also get support from Atlantic Media, a Portsmouth company producing marketing, fundraising, instructional, and educational videos, as well as television commercials and documentaries. AtlanticMedia.com. All right, I'm going to recap the weather for you here. Weather's not fabulous news, but there is a 60% chance of thunderstorms likely today. High is 78. Tonight, there's only a 30% chance of thunderstorms throughout the night. Low is 63. Tuesday, we're looking at partly sunny, so that's not bad. High at 76. Tuesday night, 40% chance, but it's only of showers, not of thunderstorms. Low is 63. Nice. Wednesday, 60% chance of showers likely on Wednesday. Because, you know, all these 60%ers, there's still a 40% chance of nothing.
Well, the ducks will like that. The ducks will be happy.
The ducks will be happy. High is 72 on Wednesday. Wednesday night, 60% chance of showers. Likely Wednesday night. Low is 62 degrees. Thursday, partly sunny. High at 74, so Thursday's not looking too bad. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Low is dropping to 58, so that is our coolest evening. Friday, however, sunny all day. High is 77. Mm. Yeah. So make your plans for Friday. Call out sick on Friday, though. That's my advice. All right. So we're going to get back in some great live music here. We've got Tone and Friends, and they will be playing live on August 13th and 14th, did you say?
14th.
14th. From 2 to 3 at the Mainly Chillin' and Grillin' Festival, which is in Elliott, Maine. So that is a fun time. So you definitely want to turn out 2 to 3 o'clock on August 14th and catch some of their great music. You can also call in if you want to talk to them or if you have a question I don't ask or just want to say hi. You know, I love your music. It's 603-430-9722, and I'll put you right on the radio. How's that?
Yeah, don't be shy, right? Yeah. I know there's a lot of people listening, so pick up your cell phones, or unless you have a rotary phone, you can use your rotary phone. It might take a little longer.
Yeah, that'll give you time to calm down.
Does anybody still have those? They're awesome. I want a rotary cell phone. That would be great.
They're probably on eBay somewhere.
A rotary
They're probably
cell
like $1 million now.
Just giving.
Oh, can you imagine texting with that?
Texting, they'd be like,
hi. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
All right. We got a lot of great music on here. Let's just jump right back into some. You want to jump into Where Did You Stay Last Night?
Yeah, sure. So this song is everyone will know this song if you were alive in the past 30 years. This song was redone by Nirvana. And a lot of people don't know that it was originally a very, very old blues song written by one of the most famous and most accomplished blues musicians of all time, Mr. Huddy Ledbetter, who was one of Eric Clapton's biggest influences. So, some of you will know the song from the title In the Pines, and some of you will know it from Where Did You Sleep Last Night, which was Huddy Ledbetter's version. So hope you will appreciate this original blues version of it. My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines,
where the sun don't ever shine, I'll shiver the whole night through. My girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cold wind blows. In the pines where the sun don't ever shine, I'll shiver the whole night through. Husband was a hollow-working man just about a mile from here. His head was found in a driveway, but his body never was found. My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? The pines where the sun don't ever shine, I shiver the whole night through. My girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cold wind blows. In the pines where the sun don't ever shine, I'll shiver the whole night through. Husband was a hard-working man, about a half a mile from here. His head was found in a driveway, but his body never was found. My girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cold wind blows. In the pines where the sun don't ever shine, I will shiver the whole night through.
Where did you stay last night? We are still live with Tone and Friends. And let me ask you guys a question that I love asking this question. It just entertains me. What, you have to be totally honest though, okay? What is the first song that you can remember being totally infatuated with as a toddler or small child? Could be from anywhere. Dave's looking up, so I'm going to go with Dave. What do you got, Dave?
I'm sorry. You know, I'm so deaf.
Oh, he's looking up because he can't hear me. That's right. Put your headset on.
Classic drummer answer. Usually, what? What?
Hey, Tony. I call on Tony then.
Oh, first song that I remember. Oh, wow. Wow, that's horrible.
Liking.
Because unfortunately.
Liking. Could be from like commercial Christmas,
I'm
anywhere.
I'm going to just put it out there. Oh, it's okay. Horrible to say. But, this is horrible. I can't believe I'm saying this, but not my favorite song, but the Bee Gees.
Oh.
Anything from the Bee Gees. You know, I'm going to date myself here, but as a kid, I just remember the Bee Gees were just like
Staying
everywhere.
Alive and the song.
Yeah, all that stuff. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not saying it's my favorite stuff. Don't get me wrong, but I just remember it's one of those when you're a kid, you know, it's like, catchy stuff like that really sticks in your head, and it was fun, and it was kind of feel good music, and you know, all the parents were dressed in hippie gear, dancing, all that stuff. So I mean, yeah, I'll say probably. I hate to say it, but yeah, probably the Bee Gees.
Bee Gees. What about you, Ryan?
Actually, I got a cooler one.
I didn't know it was a contest.
The Stray Cats, man. The Stray Cats. Stray Cats strut. I love rockabilly. Like, I played with a lot of rockabilly guys over the years, but Stray Cats strut was just, you know, I remember being a kid and watching the video on MTV, and my sister's turning on and being like, this is kind of cool, Ryan. You should check this out. And I saw it, and it was like, oh, this is so cool, man. All I heard was, that's all I needed. And that's all you ever need, you know? It's a great walking bass line.
That's so true. That probably would probably be one of my, I got to agree with you there. That was an awesome, very influential song as a kid.
You know, just the fact that, you know, Lee Rocker would stand up on, I don't know if you've ever seen him play live, but he'd jump up on his guitar and be playing it and standing on it.
I remember that. He had a big blonde pompadour. I remember that. Actually, but I don't
plays at this place. It's an unknown, kind of like a, I don't know, secret of Harford County. It's called Club 66.
Oh, right.
And a lot of guys played there. Everything from like, and it's like a gentleman's club, not like a strip club, but like a gentleman's club. The guys go there and just play pool and drink your own beer kind of place. But it's not really a bar. If you drive past it, you'd never know it was a bar.
Right.
So it kind of, it's like one of those, there's things from like the 20s where you knock on the door and, you know, these kind of places, you know, but or speakeasy is what they, as they call them. And it's kind of how you feel it. It looks like a gas station in the front when you walk in the back door. And then it's this huge open room with this big stage. And everybody from the Allman Brothers to, Fog Hat played there. And Lee Rocker and his band played there. And I know the guy that owns the place. I used to do gigs with him. So,
excellent.
Cool place. Okay.
All right, Dave, back to you now. What was the first song you can remember being totally infatuated with as a toddler or a small child? No lying.
There's so many. The song that
moved
me the most really came along later in my years, but that would be Skin It Back by Little Feat. It was probably the one song that I thought really, really moved me, the rhythms in that. And then, by the way, that is probably one of my favorite bands.
Yeah,
it's Little Feet.
Ridiculous.
Such a band was so, I mean, you can't even pinpoint what they play, because one song will be fusion jazz, country, blues, you know, rock and roll.
Yeah,
somebody says, oh, Little Feet, who, you know, what do they play?
They do everything.
They put on a great show. I saw them at Chesapeake Bay Blues Festival. Great.
Was Lowell with them? Or was
Lowell was with
them. See, that guy has a voice of gold.
There you go. There we go. All right, we're chatting with Tone and Friends right now, which is Tony Santesi, and we got Ryan Klingmeier here and Dave Barr. And they're going to be playing out at the Mainly Chillin' and Grillin' Festival, which you should know is going on in Elliott. They will be on the 14th, August 14th, from 2 to 3. But also, if you're liking what you're hearing and you want to get on their website to see future show schedules, and their music's going to be up there soon, you can download some stuff later on. That is at Tony Santesi. We're spelling S-A-N-T-E. S-S-E, so Tony, S-A-N-T-E-S-S-E .webs.com.
That's correct.
And you can follow that. And we're going to get into some great live stuff here. This actually, Malted Milk, I have to say, I used to do this sometimes I DJ the show by myself, and I give out recipes that tie in with blues songs. And I do this because I just noticed that there are like a ridiculous number of blues songs about either chicken or chili. And I just started giving out chicken and chili recipes and playing some songs about chicken and chili.
Well, they're tasty. So
They're good.
Chili Con Carne, one of my favorite Stevie Ray Vaughan songs.
Oh, okay. Well, I had one that went, I played Malted Milk by Robert Johnson, and I gave out some recipe that had those carnation condensed milk cans, like 8 of them in it. And maybe if you play it, it'll come back to me.
Yeah, a lot of people know this song. Eric Clapton had covered it back during his Unplugged show, a lot of people remember from MTV. But the song Malted Milk, and what that's about is during Prohibition, when people couldn't have alcohol, they couldn't drink alcohol, they made malted milk, which was a lot stronger than beer, and you would almost hallucinate on it. And if you listen to the lyrics of the song, it actually talks about, you know, Robert Johnson seeing ghosts around his bed, and you know, seeing things.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah. No, my recipe didn't involve anything like that. Like, it was
it
was a dessert.
Actually, there's a line in there where he keeps asking his wife to stir his malted milk because it would, It's kind of a funky drink.
Oh, I bet it, yeah. But the smell was a...
Yeah, he also wrote a song about the Hellhounds, too. Remember about that?
Oh, he's...
The Hellhounds on my train.
Yeah, anybody that's not into Robert Johnson should go buy the original Robert Johnson recordings. It's one CD. I think every song's on there twice.
Yeah, and they're like 2 minutes long, but they're great.
Amazing. Yeah. Red Hot Chili Peppers have covered, Robert. Everybody's covered Robert Johnson. All the greats have covered him. So, so this is one of Robert Johnson's more famous, more popular songs. All about a hallucinogenic drink known as malted milk.
On top of that, I didn't even know that was a hallucinogenic drink until this morning. So,
yep.
And I've been in the
Are you all right
years.
Now?
Yeah, no, we had organic coffee this morning with coffee. Organic creamer. But you know, maybe we'll make some later. It's a long week. You're here for 11 days. Who knows what's gonna happen?
It's blue shine.
All right, well, here's a little malted milk. Keep drinking malted milk, trying to drive my blues away. I keep drinking malted milk, trying to drive my blues away. Baby, you're just as welcome to my loving as the flowers is in me. Malted milk, malted milk, keep rushing to my head. Malted milk, malted milk, keep rushing to my head. And I have a funny, funny feeling, and I'm talking out of my head. Baby, fix me one more drink, and hug your daddy one more time. Baby, fix me one more drink, and hug your daddy one more time. Keep on stirring my malted milk, mama, until I change my mind. There must be spooks around my bed. My door knob keeps on turning. There must be spooks around my bed. I have a funny, funny feeling, and a hair's rising on my head. Alton.
Malted Milk being covered by Tone and Friends, which is Tony Santesi, Ryan Klingmeier, and Dave Barr. So let's see here. Let's get some tour stories from you guys. You guys, I know you've been on tour with a couple different bands, Tony, right?
Yeah.
What's your best tour story? To get lost?
Oh, that I can tell on the radio?
You can change it around a little bit.
Yeah, you know, just touring is great. Playing out is great. It never gets old, you know. I mean, I play, you know, anywhere from 3 to 7 nights a week. And it never gets old, you know. I mean, something about music just picks you up and puts you right where you're supposed to be. Great tour stories, you know.
And what's one of your favorite places to visit or favorite venue or, you know, large or small that you just enjoyed performing at?
You know, there's so many. Since moving to New Hampshire, there's a few places that I play regularly. Like right here in Portsmouth, I play at the Portsmouth Gaslight Company.
Oh, that's a great place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I play inside in the restaurant, usually in the evenings from about 10 to 1 a.m. And then outside on the beautiful outside deck, it's just so much fun. Playing at Portsmouth, especially during this time of year when it's just touristy and there's hundreds of people who are just in a great mood. That's the key. Mm-hmm. You know, the crowd to be in a great mood, that's usually a wonderful thing. And then to play for them, it's just it's a great thing, you know. And then I'd say, kind of being biased as quite a beer and wine aficionado, I love to play at the Woodstock Inn and Brewery up in Woodstock, New Hampshire, way up there. It's like a beer Disneyland for me. And you can get Woodstock beer anywhere, so here's my little plug for Woodstock Inn and Brewery beer. You should totally check it out. It's unbelievable. So that's two of my favorite places to play, but I like everywhere, you know. I mean, I could go into so many places. I host open mic nights in town in Rochester, a place called Clemento's Pizzeria and Brew. That's a lot of fun. We do that. I play out in Manchester a lot. That's a great town. People call it Manch Vegas.
Yeah.
Because it's
where do you play in Manchester?
I play at Murphy's Tap Room on their awesome outside deck. That's just a party every single time. And then being Italian, I really kind of take pride in playing at Fratello's Italian Restaurant and Grill, which is a really cool place to play.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then I could just go on and on. But if you guys are interested in come check me out, make sure you go to my website, tonysantesi.webs.com, and I'd love to see you. And, you know, you can email me there, and I'll keep you up to date on where I'm going to be. There'll be live music and all these videos being posted to that real soon. So, yeah, but touring's great. Too many stories, I guess, to pick just one. I can't really, couldn't pick one, but it's been great. I've played with a lot of great musicians throughout the years, and hopefully some of them are listening. And
give us a call if you want to at
603-430-9722,
603-430-9722. You can say hi to the band. And I guess we're going to get into some Evil Woman blues here. Is that all right?
Yeah. So, okay. This is This is an original. This is your atypical classic blues song with a nice little flair to it. It's called Evil Woman Blues, and I wrote it, and my wife instantly was pissed. She is not happy.
Because I mean, did you write it during a fight?
No, no, it's not about her. I had to explain. I was like, look, this is about all the women who didn't make the cut who came before you. So
there
she was like,
go.
Oh, I love this song now.
There you go. Good save.
Yeah. But she's wonderful. And I should say any woman who puts up with a musician is quite a special woman. So
yeah.
She's got a song. If we have enough time, there's a song coming her way later. But this song is about, I'm sure lots of guys out there listening right now have been victim of, women too, you know, just have been victim of the other sex being, I guess, less honest and less appreciative of them than they should have been. So that's kind of what this song is all about. It's all about the people who didn't make the cut in my life who are now sitting on the sidelines listening to me on the radio.
Okay, don't call if you're one of them, by the way. Evil Woman Blues.
Yeah. Will you say you love me, darling? And I want to believe it's true. Will you say you love me, darling? And you want me to believe it's true. Well, I have a hard time believing you, babe, judging by the evil things that you do. Will you say you never met a man like me before, baby, and you want me to believe it's true? Will you say you never met a man like me before, baby, and you want me to believe it's true? Well, I'm tell you, I believe it, baby. No man like me would ever want to be with an evil woman like you. No, 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 cause you're in in every single way. You're an evil woman in every single way.
So don't you waste another minute of my time, babe. Just get up and walk away. Well, I'm sick and tired of saying sorry, baby. Oh, for something that I know I just didn't do. Well, I'm sick and tired of saying sorry, baby. Oh, for something that I know I just didn't do. Well, I'ma walk away from now on, baby. Leave the blame all over you. Will you? And you swear you're gonna change your evil ways. And you beg me not to go, baby. And you swear you're gonna change your evil ways. But if I know one thing now, woman, you're gonna be evil all the rest of your living days. Nah, 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 you're an evil woman. It never seemed the way. You're an evil woman in every single way. So don't you waste another minute of my time, babe. Just get up and walk away. Said, don't you waste another minute of my time, babe. Just get up and walk away.
Evil Woman Blues. It's an original from Tone and Friends. All right. Make this quick announcement here. This is a call-in. This is from the station. We've got some extra tickets to this. The League of New Hampshire Craftsmen presents the 78th Annual Craftsman Fair, which is August 6th to August 14th. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., rain or shine, in Newbury, New Hampshire. The fair includes fine handcraft exhibitions, educational demonstrations and workshops, and musical performances. More details about the event is available online at nhcrafts.org. The League of New Hampshire Craftsmen is offering WSCA listeners the opportunity to obtain a pair of tickets to attend the fair on any day during the 9 days it's open. So if you're the next caller at 603-430-9722, you'll have two tickets waiting here for you at 909 Islington Street in Portsmouth. So that's kind of exciting. If you want to do that, you can also talk to the band. So it's kind of a bonus. You can get the tickets and talk to the band at the same time. And to get the tickets, you can kind of come down, hang out at the station, and meet everybody after the show. So that is what we're doing for the annual Craftsman Fair. And we got Tone and Friends here for another half hour of great stuff. How are you guys doing?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Thanks for having us, Kim. And I'd like to thank, once again, thank Cousin Richard Entertainment for setting us up at the mainly grilling and chilling barbecue festival, which we're really looking forward to. It's going to be great. Anybody interested in coming, whether you live near or far, you can go to my website for all the details, or you can go to www.mainlybarbecue.com. It's mainly spelled M-A-I-N-E. Like the state of Maine, mainlybarbecue.com. And all the details are there. There's going to be live music. There's going to be a woodsman's competition, which...
yeah, I can't wait.
You guys can do that on your break.
Yeah.
You go for that?
I'm good for that. I don't think I'm going to be throwing no axes or putting new chainsaws or anything like that. Otherwise, I'm going to put off or something.
You're lucky. You probably hit the old lady on the other side.
The only one
it's like, I can throw axes, but they won't hit the target.
Oh, the only one I'll be handling that day has six strings on it, and... otherwise, I'll be watching. My hands will be filled with barbecue.
You'll be ducking.
I can smell the barbecue already.
Yeah, no, it's going to be some good eats over there. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm psyched, man. Definitely. I can't wait.
All right. Well, let me ask you, I asked Tony about his instrument. What kind of harp are you playing on over there? Where'd you get it?
Well, I play a number of different ones. Over the years, they've just gotten more expensive, and I try to, I guess the answer to the question, I play blues harps. mainly. They have a real nice, rich sound, for especially for old, like, Delta blues and stuff like that. Now, of course, I have a Lee Oscar here that I'm going to play in a little while on the song that Tony wrote. And I've got the two Fs. I've got the regular F, and then I got a low F, which is an octave lower. And it's just a really neat harmonica. And it really, I can get the sound, you know, the sound of a, like a train, you know, the, you know, that sound out of that one. And this one is just more like the same key, just different, you know, tunes of it. So
excellent.
Yeah. Ryan, you never amaze me. You never cease to amaze me with your harmonica skills, man. It's it's always a pleasure to be in your presence when you're playing harmonica.
Well, I feel the same way. It's not about your harmonica skills as much, Tony.
Yeah, I hope not, because I'm not very good.
And your guitar playing, because you know, for years I went and saw Tony play on stage.
Okay,
and,
you know,
I was
you're
always
a fan.
There. You know, I was a fan before I was a.
Member.
Member of his project. Sorry, I'm stumbling, but yeah.
No. Yeah, well, you're starstruck in front of him still.
I didn't know you.
What's that?
What did you say?
When you said you're stumbling, I said, well, you're starstruck in front of him still.
Yeah, I am starstruck in front of him. And then, of course, I'm starstruck in front of Dave.
In front of Dave. Dave, you know, what are you playing on over there, Dave? Tell me about you've got like a strange combo of drums over there. You've got some metal and some wood and some djembe.
These are coated drums. They're used a lot for reggae music. They're very small and very high-pitched compared to most of your timbalas, which are very large, used for Cuban music and jazz and other things. And I got the Synergy conga and the Yamaha snare that I've had probably since high school.
Wow, that survived a long
time. So, yeah, I've had this with me for a long time. This is a snare that I play at church. So everywhere I go, there's a different kit and a different...
Right.
My main kit that I play in my band is my Gretsch that I love. Cost me a fortune, but
so fortunate to have Dave with us. He's extremely accomplished, and he knows what he likes. You know, he knows what he likes. He knows his instruments, and instantly, I was just fascinated with this guy. I'm just really fortunate to have him playing with us. You know, I think it's a great combination.
Yeah, it is a great combination. Let's get into the Seasons. This is another original. So you wrote this.
This is one of the ones. This is the very first song I wrote when I moved from Baltimore to New Hampshire. Sitting at my desk looking out my window and thinking of just how beautiful it is in New Hampshire. I mean, it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous place to live. Nothing, I mean, I love Baltimore. It's a beautiful place to live too, but you know, as far as the mountains and the ocean, it's just everything is right here on one place, and it just got me thinking about a lot like the Louis Armstrong song, What a Wonderful World It Is. And then I started to think about how much snow that was coming here in New Hampshire, and I was like, well, it's not all snow, you know. There's other beautiful season. Yeah, I haven't even skied here yet, so I'm too busy playing music at the ski resorts to actually hit the slopes. But
even ice on branches. I mean, when you're in the warm side of the window looking out, it still looks beautiful.
It's gorgeous. So. It never gets old. I mean, it was a long winter, and all the locals were like, "I wish this would just end." And I'm like, you know, I kind of like it. Sorry, everyone blamed me on bringing it up from Baltimore because we got crushed 2 years. Previous to my moving. So so what I did was I wrote this song, and it's called The Seasons, and has four kind of chapters to it, and each chapter is about a different season.
That's cool.
It starts in summer, goes into autumn and then winter, and then ends in spring, being that spring is kind of like the rebirth of things. It's the transition into new things, you know, things come alive, and it's about bringing life, you know, and that's what I wanted this song to be about. I wanted it to be kind of like the whole transition of every season all put into one song. And if you listen to the lyrics, there's definitely a pretty cool little story to be told. I think there's something in each season that somebody listening can recognize, like, grilling out in the summertime, or wearing flannels and bonfires in the autumn, or... going sledding in the wintertime, or flowers blooming and stuff like that in the spring. So if you listen into the lyrics, there's a little bit of everything that I'm sure everyone can relate to. And,
excellent. The Seasons, Tone and Friends.
Thank you.
time. Playing outside, baby, all the time. Burgers and dogs, get the charcoal fry, steamed crabs, corn on the cob. On the side, wash it down with an ice cool drink. A silly straw and an umbrella toothpick. A tossing shoes while the music's high. When the ice cream truck goes by, seems the summer goes by so fast. Wish there was a way that we could make it last, Lord. Time comes to let go of the past, cause the future's coming on so fast. And another season passes by, sunny golden memories, yeah. But straight ahead, another season, another reason, a new time, yeah, to be, a new time to be free. Harvest moon is high in the sky. Now we're cooling down in the autumn time. Get your flannels on and your bonfires high. A nice hot cider and some pumpkin pie. Well, leaves are falling from a colorful sky. Walking along on the mountainside. Scarecrows and corn tonks on your stoop. A grilled cheese sandwich and a bowl of soup. And it seems the autumn goes by so fast. Wish there was a way we could make it last, Lord. Time comes to let go of the past, cause the future coming on so fast. And another season passes by. Windswept trees and fallen leaves, yeah. But straight ahead, another season, another reason, a new time, yeah, to be, a new time to be free. Bundle up, turn the heat up high, cause everybody's freezing in the winter time. It's so cold, bring a tear to your eye. Lock the house up tight, baby, stay inside. And when the snow's falling on the ground, time for every little boy and girl around. Hit the hills where the laughter's the only sound, because Santa Claus is coming to town. And soon the summer goes by so fast. Wish there was a way we could make it last, Lord. Time comes to let go of the past, cause the future coming on so fast. Another season passes by, sun returns and thaw the freeze, yeah. But straight ahead, another season, another reason, a new time, yeah, to be, a new time to be free. And the grass is green. Long winter's gone and now it's time for spring. And knock the dust off every little singing thing. Scream it way out loud, let freedom ring. It's when the world wakes up to see what a wonderful place this life can be. Every man, woman, child, and every living thing. Cause we got a brand new song to sing. Sing the spring goes by so fast. Wish there was a way we could make it last, Lord. Time comes to let go of the past, cause the future coming on so fast. Another season passes by, the world is born anew and free, yeah. But straight ahead, another season, another reason, a new time, yeah, to be, a new time to be free, yeah, a new time to be. Don't you wanna, wanna, wanna be? Don't you wanna, wanna, wanna be? Wanna, wanna be free? Don't you wanna, wanna, wanna be free? Everybody wanna be free. Thank you.
Love it. I love it. The Seasons. That's Tone and Friends. That is one of their original songs. They will be. Are you guys going to play that at the Mainly Chillin' and Grillin' Festival for sure?
What do you think? You think we should?
I think you should.
Okay. Well, then. Yeah.
So turn
we'll
out for
Kim
that.
Say Kim Sidlock told us to play this.
All right.
And, that you is. You have to like it.
Yeah, right. I first heard that song down in Baltimore when he came down to visit. Actually, I think it might have been for possibly my bachelor party. I heard that song for the very first time. It might have been before that.
I never picture bachelor parties as having that high quality music. I always think it was.
Well, it should have been in mine because we were getting down.
Yeah, there's some videos of it online of.
But that song is with it too. So.
If I can say one thing about my bachelor party, the coolest part of the entire night was standing in the rain in the middle of a thunder and lightning storm in the middle of the woods. If it might sound trivial or whatever, but it's the coolest thing you ever go through of nature's massive energy, and you're in the middle, and you can't do anything. But it was awesome.
Cool.
You know.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Shane Wrightson for making that happen. Mm. It was a great time, as always. Shane, thanks.
Yep, Shane.
Oh, we got a call right now. This might be Shane. Hang on.
Yeah, so don't be afraid to call. I believe you know the number, and hopefully everybody's listening online. If you are, thanks for listening in. I know we all appreciate it.
All right, I think I got you up, caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, who are you?
I am actually the family. We're sitting with the family, talking to the family, listening to the family. It's awesome.
Oh, okay. Are you Tony's brother?
No, actually, I'm Ryan's brother-in-law.
You're Ryan's brother-in-law. All
oh,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was just talking about the...
were you at that bachelor party?
Bonfire in the woods.
Yeah.
Been to a whole bunch of bachelor parties in my entire life. Never been to one as so cool as that one in my entire life.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was a great time. Unfortunately,
like you were talking about the quality of music. Heck, we were sitting out in the woods next to a bonfire. Next thing you know, about 3/4 of the way through the night, the whole sky opened up, and we were in the middle of nowhere with thunder and lightning. Good friends, good time. It was amazing.
Yeah, poor Andrew.
Hanging out with a bunch of talented musicians.
Andrew, I'm really sorry about your drum. Yeah, we got a little intoxicated, and we were filming one of Ryan's movies, and he's kind of into like horror movies and stuff like that. And
what did you do to this guy's drum?
So yeah, it wasn't me. It was our friend Shane who was wielding an axe, and we got a little crazy in the filming of a music video in the middle of the woods called.
It's Run But You Can't. No, not Run But You Can't Hide. It's I forget exactly. I can't actually.
A long story short, we're all wielding guns and axes.
You can run.
Poor Andrew's prize drum got a huge slice in it from us. But hey, you know,
Andrew,
it's stories like that.
You know what? You should request a song. We'll play you a song for that. What do you want to hear? Anything?
I don't know. Anything that Tony and Ryan have practiced that they can jam after.
How about Pride and Joy, Stevie Ray Vaughan song?
Sure, that sounds great.
All right. This goes out to Andrew. Sorry about your drum, man.
Brother-in-law, say hi to my wife for me.
Thanks for calling in, Andrew. Thanks so much.
Strong, Andrew.
Thanks, Leonard.
Good to hear some familiar voices.
Yeah, sure.
All righty. Well,
all right, you too. Well, we miss you. Good luck.
Let's do this. Let's do
let's do
some Stevie Ray Vaughan.
All right, thanks for calling. This is for you, Andrew.
Yeah, my little lover boy.
kind of time. She my sweet little thing. She my bride and joy. She my sweet little baby. Yeah, my little lover boy. Till the end of time, she's my sweet little thing. She's my bride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. Yeah, my little lover boy. She's my sweet little baby. Yeah, my little lover boy. She's my sweet little baby. Yeah, my little lover boy.
Yeah. That was,
for
that was what?
For him, I call him Drew. Oh. You know, so he prefers Drew.
Okay. That's one we actually that's one we actually have not rehearsed at all. So thanks to Dave and his amazing skills.
Cover.
He doesn't need any. He doesn't need practice. Who needs practice when you're that good?
Keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, I know everybody needs practice, man. Now you sounded great though. Love playing with you, man. Truly a pleasure.
Do I have you there, caller? Caller?
If we do one more song.
Yeah, so hopefully we got time for a few more, so we got about 15 minutes. So,
No. Actually, we just... We had a technical glitch. The caller's just going to call right back. So I didn't get a chance to ask who it was, but you'll be talking to him in just a minute here. But actually, while we have a minute, I wanted to ask you about My Love, because I wanted to dedicate a song to a father and daughter. And I was wondering if My Love, if the lyrics, I don't know what the lyrics are, but is that something that could also be dedicated to like a father-daughter love?
Oh, it absolutely could. Okay. Yeah, it's just an understood love. It's a song written by Paul McCartney. He wrote for Linda McCartney. And it's just like the... an amazing, amazing love song that he wrote for her, and it's just about a completely understood love. It doesn't need to be said, it doesn't need to be anything, it's just there. He knows it, she knows it, and it's always there, and it's timeless, and, you know, just one of those things about life. You know, you're really fortunate if you can come into something that that powerful.
Well, here's the story with that, is we had a really beloved DJ who's a music director, amazing volunteer for years, Terry Blake, pass away suddenly on Tuesday. And he came in here, with his daughter, who was at the time 13, and it was her dream to be on the radio. And he was really shy at first, and he, you know, did this for her. He became pretty good at it, but he... you know, they had a father-daughter radio show for about 3 years, two of them, and they trained me when I was brand new. You've never seen so much love between a father and a daughter. I mean, they just had a blast, and they got a lot of bands in here, and they DJed a great show. And so I just wanted to dedicate this to Terry Blake and to his daughter, Sarah, for all your hard work and love. And she's going to continue on with the show and do a great job, I'm sure. This is Wings from My Love. And caller, if you're out there, do call back, and I'm going to put you through after this song, please.
Yeah, I'm going to do this one by myself. This is actually one I'd like to also dedicate to my my loving wife, who puts up with all my musical insanity for all the times. I'm sure she deals with a lot of craziness, so thank you for that. So here's My Love by Wings. When I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love. It's understood, it's in the hands of my love.
And my love does include. My love does include. When the cupboard's bare, still find something there with my love. It's understood, it's everywhere with my love. My love does include. Oh, 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 oh. My love does include. Oh, my love. Oh, my love, only my love owes you the key to me. Oh, my love, oh, my love, only my love does it good to me. Whoa, 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 whoa. My love does include. Don't ever ask me why I never say goodbye to my love. It's understood, it's in the hands of my love. My love does include. Oh, 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 oh. My love does include. Oh, my love. Oh, my love. Only my doesn't come to me.
Beautiful. It's Anthony Santesi, Otono Brand. We got some amazing musicians in cahoots here, and that's Anthony Santesi, and he does the lead guitar and vocals, and their bassist can't be with them today, but they will be with them for the Mainly Chillin' and Grillin' gig. An amazing harmonica, amazing blues harp player, and that is Ryan Klingmeyer, and then, of course, Dave, why did I forget your last name? Dave Barr.
Dave Barr.
Dave Barr on drums, so yeah. Just
Dave set
great
the bar.
That's it. So just a great band, amazing to listen to, good live performance. I just had one, it was great, and really cool band to hang out with, down-to-earth fun group of guys. So definitely go out, see them on the 14th of August at the Mainly Chillin' and Grillin' Festival in Elliott, and they're at 2 to 4 on August 14th. And I guess I'm going to go out with Tonight You Belong to Me.
Yeah, this is something cool. We weren't going to do this, so any Pearl Jam fans out there, you'll probably like this one, especially fans of... this song was just re-released by Eddie Vedder on his Ukulele Songs CD, which is a phenomenal CD. And but some of you who, if you've ever seen the movie The Jerk with Steve Martin, and was it Bernadette Peters, I believe, was the redhead who happened to be in it with her. Amazing actress, beautiful actress. In that movie, there's a scene where Steve Martin plays this song to Bernadette Peters, and she kind of chimes in with a little trumpet. But Eddie Vedder, in all his genius, picked this song as one of the songs he should cover on his ukulele song CD. So being as I don't have a ukulele right now, I'm going to play it on my acoustic guitar.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. This is Tone and Friends Live. Tonight You Belong to Me.
I know you belong to somebody new, but tonight you belong to me. Although we're apart, you're part of my heart, and tonight you belong to me. Way down by the stream, how sweet it will be once more, just a dream in the moonlight. My honey, I know with the dawn that you will be gone, but tonight you belong to me. Way down along the stream, how very sweet it will seem once more, just a dream, silvery moonlight. My honey, I know with the dawn that you will be gone, but tonight you belong to me. My honey, I know with the dawn that you will be gone, but tonight you belong to me, just a little old me. Yeah.